From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Vast numbers of demonstrators turn Zimbabwe's capital into a carnival ground Saturday in a peaceful outpouring of dislike for President Robert Mugabe and call for him to quit immediately. Lazarus was one of the demonstrators.
What we're asking from Sajik, Mugabe needs to step down. We are not happy.
Still clinging to his now powerless post, the longtime leader is scheduled Sunday to discuss his expected exit with the military command that put him under house arrest. Prime Minister Saad Hariri said he will return to Lebanon for Wednesday's Independence Day celebrations and explain his situation after his shock resignation announcement in Saudi Arabia sparked political turmoil. Mohamed Safa is a Beirut resident, and he shared his thoughts on Hariri's scheduled return.
Surely I hope he returns. Of course he should come back to the Prime Minister's office. Without him, the country is nothing. This is the final word.
Speaking after talks in Paris on Saturday with the French President Emmanuel Macron, he is seeking to broker a way out of the crisis. Hariri said he would make his position known once back in Beirut. The top officer at the U.S. Strategic Command said Saturday an order from President Donald Trump or any of his successors to launch nuclear weapons can be refused if that order is determined to be illegal. Air Force General John Hyten, commander of the Strategic Command, said that he and Trump have had conversations about such a scenario and that he would tell Mr. Trump if he couldn't carry out an illegal strike. This is VOA News. Several hundred protesters gathered in central Paris on Saturday night to demonstrate after images were released by the U.S. news channel CNN showing an alleged slave market in Libya. One protester explained why he came out.
The goal of being here is to show those who are restrained, who are treated like slaves. I won't say treated, but those who are slaves in Libya. This is a really organized trafficking operation that starts in Niger, and it is well organized, with those going towards Libya and others going to Tamanrasset.
The French National Police were deployed in riot gear to contain the protests, which started in front of the Libyan embassy and moved towards Paris's main street, the Champs-Élysées. Argentina's Ministry of Defense said it detected seven satellite calls made on Saturday that appeared to have come from a missing submarine that disappeared more than 3 days ago. They are currently trying to determine the precise origin of the signals. Earlier in the day, Rear Admiral Martin Gonzalez said searches like these were not easy.
Searches are like this. They are a hard task that takes time, and we will eventually, once the surface has been searched and the submarine has been located on the surface, under it, or on the seabed, as I mentioned a little while ago.
President Macri said in a tweet that the country will use all resources, national and international, that are necessary to find the submarine. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi on Saturday urged Bangladesh and Myanmar to resolve the Rohingya crisis through bilateral negotiations instead of an international alternative. Wang arrived in Bangladesh for a two-day visit, and from there he will go to Myanmar to attend the Asia-Europe meeting. A delegation of U.S. congressmen is also visiting Bangladesh to study the Rohingya crisis. More than 600,000 Rohingya have fled to Bangladesh since late August, driven out by a military clearance operation in Buddhist-majority Myanmar's Rakhine State. Hard rock band AC/DC co-founder Malcolm Young has died. Young had been suffering from dementia for several years, an illness that forced him to take leave from the group in 2014. Malcolm was 64 years old. Also, Fotis Kafotos, a Greek molecular biologist who had been a distinguished academic officer with both the United States and Europe, and then became a founding president of the European Research Council, has died at the age of 77. Kafotos was known for his research on malaria and for sequencing the genome of the mosquito that transmits the disease. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.